Electric Boogaloo of episode 3.
Yep. Welcome to the Random Word Podcast, a podcast where we talk about random words. I'm Aubrey.
I'm Mia.
And what's our word today?
Television.
Television.
Good old telly.
It's another elementary level word.
Welcome back, first graders.
Yeah, welcome back, first graders.
Our podcast really is just for children.
Yeah, one of these days we're going to get not an elementary level word and we're going to be like, whoa.
We're going to be so excited.
Bye-bye, first graders. We're upgrading now.
We've upgraded.
Television is a noun, just in case you didn't know. And it is the transmission of programming in the form of a still or moving images via radio waves, cable wires, satellite, or wireless network to a receiver or other screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Television. Synonyms for television. VCRs, camcorders, computers, radios, stereos, transistors.
Idiot box.
Idiot box.
Small screen. Vid.
That seems more like... Well, actually, no, I guess, because if video is a synonym for television, then it would correspond, yeah. Television. I assume that most people who listen to this podcast probably have a television.
Yeah, I know that. Some people just have computers.
Yeah, they might not have a television, but they probably have some device that they use to watch television.
Yeah, nowadays you don't really need a television.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't need a cable box, you just need a screen
that has an internet connection.
Things like Netflix are really useful.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I can watch...
you can binge watch things.
Yeah, I can watch the first 7 seasons of Brooklyn Nine-Nine straight without,
breaks.
Without commercials.
Yeah, the lack of ads is always good.
Yeah.
That's the thing with, like, actual television channels. There's always so many adverts in comparison to the amount of the actual show.
Yeah. What I've noticed watching TV in the UK versus watching TV in the States is obviously your commercials, you don't have medicine commercials because medicine isn't as capitalistic here.
Yeah, it's just you go to like your nearest Boots or your nearest pharmacy.
Yeah,
whatever. And you get what you need.
Yeah, or you get a prescription and you're.
Yeah, if you need one.
There's no like, talk to your doctor about getting. Dibidit, because Dibidit can do this, and this, but
yeah.
It could kill you, and it's just like, okay, I'm
disclaimer,
four.
Could I kill.
Just, yeah, I would be like 4 watching SpongeBob, and it'd be like, you will die. And I was like, cool.
Nice.
Nice.
I think the closest thing we have to like, I mean, again, obviously, toothpaste and toothbrushes are not medicine.
No.
But that is probably the closest thing. We have a lot of tooth hygiene ads. Dental hygiene, that's the word.
You also have a weirdly large amount of life insurance commercials.
Do we?
Yeah. Like it feels like every other commercial...
We do have a lot of insurance adverts.
Yeah, like it feels like every other commercial is life insurance for either me, my... second cousin or my dog. Like it's a lot of life insurance.
We also there are a lot of like car insurance ads as well. So many adverts are so weird. Like every car advert.
Berries and cream. I'm just
yeah, there's berries and cream. Then there's also like car adverts. They'll show like a forest or like a family. There was one car advert that showed 2 girls just growing up together, then moving away from each other, and then coming back and they're in a relationship, and then it's like car.
Obviously. I mean, Car adverts are a strange breed. Like,
There's also
because it's like they're trying to be personal because it's like a car, you use those pretty often. But
Yeah.
also, it's a car. You could just be like, this is our new car. Buy it here.
Yeah, why not show us the features of the car rather than the people who use the car or where the car will go? Because then we're just gonna feel like we need to travel to like Alaska in this car.
How are you going to drive to Alaska?
That's my point.
From England.
Exactly. Also, perfume adverts are always really weird.
Yeah. That's a fun game to play. Just like watch like television for like half
Perfume
an
adverts.
hour and then like every time you think there's a perfume advert, you just scream out, "This is a perfume advert," and before it like is like Gucci sent
Yeah, you can always guess
452.
when it's a perfume or a car advert.
Yeah. Because the car, it'll show you like three cinematic shots of like grass, but then
Yeah,
like
or like a
perfume advert.
forest.
Yeah, but then a perfume advert will be like, here's some flowing ribbon.
Yeah, here's this woman on like the moon.
Yeah.
It's like
Here's
you could advertise things in a more literal way than
Yeah.
that. Like, make you smell nice. But then there are also some adverts that are just weird, but it makes them so much better. Like, we heard a Pringles advert the other day, and it was saying, like, humans are evolved to eat Pringles and stuff. It went on about that, and I was like, okay, yeah, this is a decently weird advert. And then it goes, true story, instantly better.
I just love the idea. I guess truly, yes, we are evolved to eat Pringles because
Opposable thumbs to open the things and
and like
fingies to grab.
teeth,
Teeth. We are
jaws.
evolved to eat.
Yeah. But the mere existence of Pringles shows that we are evolved to eat Pringles. Because Pringles
Exactly.
are not natural.
No, of course not, because they're Pringles.
Humans made them, so we're evolved to eat them.
Yeah, we are evolved to not only eat Pringles, but also to make Pringles.
Whoa.
By that logic, humans are also evolved to make a lot of things like nail polish and like toys.
Yeah. Obviously, humans have evolved to have purple nails.
Yeah, one of these days, naturally, we'll just have multicolored nails and it'll be fine.
I don't think that'll happen.
No, it won't happen.
Because there's no reason for evolutionarily for that to happen.
Yeah. I also find that like shows like is it called like reality TV or something?
Yeah.
Shows like Strictly and The Bake Off,
Yeah,
like
there's a
they'll
reality.
show you they'll do an ad break like right before the important bit.
Yeah.
It'll be yeah, find out who won after this break and it's like why?
It's to keep retention.
Yeah, of
'Cause
course it is,
how do you
but
get someone to watch ads? No one wants to watch ads. They'll just flip over to BBC where there's no ads. But if you say like you're gonna find out the most important plot point right after this ad, you can't like
do
leave it.
anything
You have
about it.
yeah, you just have to sit through the ads.
Yeah. But then people
Capitalism,
can record
baby.
and not sit through the ads.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah. Also, BBC still ad it advertises itself so
Yeah.
much.
I don't mind BBC ads.
Yeah.
It's much better than being told I'm going to die.
Yeah, true. BBC ads genuinely advertising things that are like yeah, that you can find on BBC rather than advertising some forest in like I don't know, Canada and
Yeah.
like buy our car. It's like what?
Yeah.
Yeah, here's a beautiful like cinematic shot of a forest, or like some cases a desert. Buy our car.
I mean, you can't get to the desert without using the car.
True. But, like, there's no need to advertise that, we know that.
I mean, you could walk.
You could walk anywhere in theory.
Yeah.
It's just how soon would you collapse of exhaustion?
Yeah. There's this video on YouTube of this guy that walks from like the top of Scotland all the way down to Land's End. He's down at the bottom of England, pretty much.
Yeah, if it's the, was it like the whole length then of,
Yeah.
that's, yeah, that's a long way.
I can't imagine doing that. That would take ages, but
Yeah.
it has to be rewarding. Otherwise, people wouldn't do it.
Yeah, to it must be rewarding to know that you can walk that far.
Yeah, I mean, obviously he didn't do it in one sitting. He didn't just like walk straight, but
Yeah.
he did over like a course of a couple months.
Yeah, because you need rest or else you might die.
Yeah, kids' television is an odd breed, because it has advertisements, but it's very much different. Like, if you're watching Disney Junior, you're not gonna get an ad for life insurance because their main audience is toddlers. But yeah, like ads on Disney Junior are often gonna be like toys and websites and Disney things.
Yeah.
But like, why don't we have that for adults and like not 4-year-olds? Like, I don't wanna watch ads about how I'm gonna die in 10 to 15 years because it's trying to target them at like the elderly population. I am not the elderly.
Yeah, but the TV companies don't know that.
I guess not. They don't have cookies. That'd be
Yeah.
weird if TV started using cookies.
That would be really weird.
But then,
Cause
like, how do
then
you get
like,
targeted ads on TV?
yeah, that's the thing. Wouldn't there ha they would have to have like personalized channels for that.
Yeah.
But then in theory, you could just watch someone else's personalized adverts on their personal channel.
Yeah. And also
So then it's quite a quick way to get to know something about someone.
that would be like really expensive for companies because they could be paying for an ad that wouldn't even get shown.
Yeah. So instead of using cookies and having personalized channels and probably losing a lot of money, they instead aim elderly adverts at adults.
And also, like, TV adverts are personalized. Like, if you're watching a show about cooking, you're most likely gonna get like an ad for like Tesco, where you can
Yeah,
buy
or
food.
like they'll be sponsored by that.
Yeah, or it'll be sponsored by like Waitrose. They do a lot of stuff on ITV.
Yeah, or like Bake Off is usually sponsored by Aldi.
Yeah, like it makes sense for those things to be targeted, because
Yeah.
if I'm watching a show about how to cook a chicken, obviously I might want to buy a chicken to cook a chicken.
Yeah. You're not gonna, it's not gonna be sponsored by like a toothpaste company.
I mean, it could be.
Well, yeah, it could be, but that might be poor marketing.
Yeah. But I mean, like, toothpaste and stuff like that isn't usually targeted, because, like, everybody uses toothpaste.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
If you don't, no judgment.
Kids' television is a whole nother breed here.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, I don't understand it. It's a lot of like, it's not mindless.
But
Like,
it's
you care
like
about your
repetitive.
children, but it's repetitive.
Yeah. Or like, yeah. It's
Not that I'm
very,
watching all that much CBeebies, but
yeah.
like,
Or
it's a
like,
lot of the same stuff.
yeah, it'll, you could have the same like basic moral lessons taught on like Peppa Pig and then see them again on like In the Night Garden.
Yeah, only one of those two I've heard of is Peppa Pig.
Oh, you haven't heard of In the Night Garden?
Nope.
That's sad.
I
It
mean,
had
you haven't
like,
heard of Jake and the Neverland Pirates.
true.
And me.
Yeah, some kids shows are like actually decent. Like they'll teach your kids how to bake or something, or like how to like basic finger painting, obviously, but it's still like helping kids discover like do they like art or not.
Yeah, in
Like,
the stateside, we have this channel called Sprout. I don't know if it exists anymore. I watched this when I was like 4, so mind you, this was like probably early 2010s, late 2000s. I watched Sprout. It's for like little children, like four and
Babbies.
under, not four and under, like probably like six and under. So before school, and they had this show that went on about 5 or 6 p.m. and it was called the Nighttime like Sleepy Show or something like that. And they would do sand art, and I really liked it, and I miss it. So why can't we have sand art for not toddlers?
Yeah, why can't adults discover whether or not they like sand art?
I mean, it wasn't so much like it was telling stories, like, but like they were drawing in the sand. It had like a
Oh,
light
that's even
box.
better. That's narrative art. That's great.
Yeah, it was great. And then they would wipe it, and then it would be time to sleep.
That's nice.
Although I'm remembering this, so I might not be 100% correct.
Probably close enough. I remember I used to watch a lot of I did watch a lot of CBeebies. I think,
You, oh, I
yeah, I
found it.
think.
I found it.
You
PBS
found it?
Kids Sprout, The Good Night Shouts.
Oh.
It ran from 2005 to 2017. That's sad, so you can't watch it anymore.
Oh, it's dead. No more Sprout. Yeah, I used to watch a lot of CBeebies, I think. Mostly I remember watching a lot of Mr. Maker and In the Night Garden and things. There was also they did do like bedtime stories on CBBC. No, not on
Oh.
CBBC, on CBeebies, I think. Read by various people. But I don't think I ever really saw those because I don't think I would be watching it up to the
Yeah.
point of where I went to bed. Oh,
I mean,
Sprout.
these weren't played very like late at night. It was a kid's show for like young children, so it would be at like very like early times technically,
Yeah.
but like I would never think about watching a show to go to sleep to at like 5 p.m. But
Yeah,
that's
yeah, yeah.
perfectly acceptable for a 4-year-old.
I think what did you watch after you watched baby channels? What did you move on to after that?
So I grew up in the American world, so when I was little, I watched a lot of PBS, I watched a lot of Nick, and I watched a lot of Little Nick Jr., and then I watched a lot of Disney Jr. So once you grow out of those, you move on to just Nick and Disney, and PBS has shows at different times for older kids. So I stayed on pretty much the same channels.
Oh, cool. So it had a wide variety and things.
Yeah. But I wouldn't like go back to Disney Junior now. Like it's a separate channel, but it's under the same company.
Yeah, because
So
it's
like Disney
Disney.
Junior would be Disney Junior would be like channel 256, and then Disney would be 257, and Disney XD would be like 258. And they'd all be separate channels, but they'd all show different programming, but it's all still Disney.
Still Disney. Disney all the way down. I think after CBeebies, I very quickly moved on to CBBC. But then I
Yeah.
think I obviously trail off of that as I got older.
Yeah.
But I.
England's weird. You don't really have like TV for like 7 to 15-year-olds. I guess 15 you can start watching like the news. But
Oh,
like who
yeah.
cares about the news?
Yeah, we have what is the official age range of CBBC? 6 to 15
Oh.
is apparently for CBBC. Oh, that's for the website to stop kids talking about illness or violence to upset younger children.
I found it. CBBC, short for Children's BBC, also known as CBBC Channel, is a British free-to-air children's television channel owned and operated by the BBC and the brand used for all BBC content for children and teenagers aged 6 to 17.
Yeah. So, bang on the age range that you were saying.
Yeah, I guess, pretty much.
But I don't think I know any, like... I doubt any 15 or, like, 17-year-olds watch CBBC. I do remember there were a lot of shows on CBBC that I didn't actually like, but I would... Because the shows I did like would be on, like, very rarely. Or, like, they used to be on a lot, and then... obviously, these things change, so they started showing newer things, and I didn't like those shows. So but I'd sit through them anyway to watch the ones that I did like. Like, what shows did I like? I liked, like, Deadly 60 and things like that. Because I liked Aminals. Apparently, I think I heard news, like, a while ago that they're bringing She-Ra to CBBC, which is great.
Why are they putting that on BBC? It's Netflix original.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they are, but I think I heard that a while ago. No, yeah. It is. Yeah, it's on CBBC.
Huh.
There's like, oh my god. It's given me the website of CBBC, and now it's coming up with a bunch of like quizzes and stuff.
Let's take a She-Ra quiz.
Let's take a She-Ra quiz. Which one do we want?
Close, or I'll answer it. You ask me the question, so you pick one.
Okay. We'll go... Yeah, who's in your best friend squad?
First podcast game. Sound effects. But...
Which She-Ra character would be in your best friend squad?
Okay. Sure.
Okay, let's go. You and your friends are heading to a big party. What do you wear? This is your moment. Something fabulous. Something a bit more casual. Something subtle so you can blend in and observe. Something cute and classy, or a fancy suit?
A fancy suit. And boom, I'm with Catra.
Ha! Your favorite food is ice cream. Something savory and saucy. Anything that gets you your basic nutrients. A really sweet dessert, or tasty, fresh, and colorful fruit?
I'll go with anything that gets me nutrients, because I'm pretty much will eat anything as long as it tastes good.
Fair enough. You run into a big monster. What's your first reaction? Say, this is amazing, and begin studying the monster. Yell and get ready to fight. Try to find out why it seems angry at you. Strike out on your own. You've got this. Find a defensive position and plan your approach. Call your friend to combine your powers and take it down.
Try and find out why it's angry at me.
In your friendship group, are you the very cool one, the super smart one, the always hungry one, the musical one, the super brave one, or the quiet one? As someone who is friends with you, I can see you being multiple of these.
I think you should answer this one to the best of your ability. Because you are in my friendship group.
I am in your friendship group.
And I feel like you would know better than I would. I think I know what I would pick, but I'll let you answer that one.
I think you're three of these.
Which ones?
The very cool one, the super smart one, and the musical one.
Put the very cool one. Because that's
funny. That's sound pick cool. A color. There's a sort of, I guess, there's a pink.
All right.
I guess you'd call it dusty pink, I guess.
All right.
Like a navy blue. Decent yellow. Like, there's no better way to put it. It's a good yellow. A red. A kind of peachy pink, or like a turquoise.
The dusty pink.
If you lived on Etheria, you'd most likely spend your time seeking out ancient First One knowledge, practicing with your magic sword, plotting to take down your enemies, learning sorcery at Mysticore, tinkering with the exciting technology, maybe build a robot, or exploring the 7 different kingdoms on an adventure. These are so obviously leading to different characters.
Yeah, it's like, which character do you like the best?
Yeah. Like, are you Adora or are you Catra? Yeah.
The Entraptor one, the tinkering with the robots and stuff.
Okay. Finally, pick a snazzy catchphrase. For the honor of Grayskull, fascinating, ice to meet you, we're the best friend squad, hey Adora, or adventure.
Hey Adora.
You got Entraptor.
Okay.
You are most like Entraptor. Yeah. It's telling you your favorite color, indigo.
No.
Yeah, no.
Simply wrong.
Here, I will give it a go now.
Are you more like Catra or Adora? Choose answers instinctively for best result. Pick a time of day.
What?
Pick a time of day.
What are the options?
All of them.
Evening.
Now, is that noon, night, or dusk? Dusk, I guess.
Yeah, dusk.
What color do you prefer? Deep red, golden yellow, black, sunset orange, dusty purple, aqua.
Yellow.
You tend to act irrational, careful, on instinct, logical.
What were the other options?
Careful, rational, on instinct, logical.
I think careful.
Boring.
I am boring.
Okay, now I was just going to give you a whole bunch of animals. Which do you relate to most to? Wolf, dog, dolphin, monkey, horse, tiger, eagle, snake.
I'm going to regress back to when I was like 10 and I'm going to say wolf.
Alright. Pick a place. An earthy, quiet forest. A bustling city lined with shops. The ruins of an abandoned castle, a cozy library with a chair by the fireplace, your bedroom, an amusement park.
I think... Library.
Library. You consider yourself introverted or extroverted, or an ambivert?
Introverted, I think.
Would you rather... Oh, wow, this is getting deep. Would you rather be loved, admired, feared, or respected?
What were the other options? I only heard feared and respected.
Loved and admired.
Yeah, I think loved and admired. Oh, I got bow.
Where would you be most terrified to spend the night? A room full of spiders, a graveyard, in a prison cell, a nightclub, alone in a dark room.
A room... which room would be most terrified?
Yeah.
Probably a nightclub, too many people. I could deal with spiders, but people, nah.
Pick a music genre.
Just at random. Alternative, I guess.
Okay.
Because I like a wide variety of music.
What do you fear most? Death? Bugs? Loneliness? The dark? Failure? Supernatural? Dead disasters? Being forgotten?
I'm sorry, but as someone who is hyperfixated on TMA, this is so... Oh my god. Right. Anything to do with fear, I'm just like, Magnus Archives? Anyway.
Yeah.
I guess bugs? I'm not a big fan of bugs.
Choose a weapon. Gun, dagger, rope, sword. Bare hands. Negotiation.
I thought those were two separate options. Bare or hands. So I was like, where did the bear come from?
Just pick up a bear.
I think dagger.
Efficient. What's your worst trait? Jealous, impulsive, gullible, vengeful, stubborn, bossy, moody, careless. I'd say you're very gullible. But
you know what? Sure, yeah. I mean, I'm gullible. A lot of those things, so we'll go for gullible.
When do you fight? I don't. If someone irritates me. If someone is rude to me or a friend, because I feel like it, to save someone I care about.
I guess probably to help someone I care about. I've never been in a position where I've needed to fight anyone, but...
Yeah. You're not a very, like...
violent person.
Yeah. Pick a sense. One of the five senses.
What is your favorite sense?
Taste, touch, hear, smell, see.
I guess. I guess touch. Like, you can know a lot of things just from touching them.
Which element do you like the most?
Fire.
Alright. We love a bit of arson. Yeah. Familiar or unknown?
Pardon?
I don't know. Familiar or unknown?
Unknown.
Are you a cat or a dog person?
Cat.
Birdie's very offended. Pick a fire-related word. Crackle. Right, ember, shine, burn, and flame. Where's arson?
Yeah, I make the new option of arson. No, probably ember.
Alright. Would you sacrifice your life to save another?
It depends whose life.
Mine.
Yeah, sure.
How
if it's someone I...
Have?
Huh?
How many friends do you have?
Wait.
None. 1 to 3. A small group. A large group. I have heaps.
I guess a large group, because the group we have at school is pretty big, to be fair.
Yeah.
Bigger than my previous groups of friends. Pardon?
Opinion on food.
Wonderful. Glorious.
Finally, who do you think you'll get? Adora, Catra. I don't know, get on with it.
I'll probably get Adora. I'd rather get Catra, but I'll probably get Adora.
You got Catra!
Yay! Catra! I love Catra.
Does anyone not?
If you don't love Catra, then what is wrong with you? Yeah, then get out. Only Catra lovers can listen to this podcast. For legal reasons, that is a joke. After the She-Ra quiz, it has a His Dark Materials quiz, and I was going to be very confused as to why that was on CBBC, and then I realized it's on BBC, so that's why that's there. Also, it's also got Horrible Histories. Horrible Histories is amazing.
I've never really interacted with it. I never watched Horrible Histories. I never have.
You missed out. Horrible Histories is really good. I think... I'm not going to say I've learned more from Horror Histories than History Lessons, but I've definitely learned the same things in a much more fun way.
I mean, haven't we watched, like, clips from Horrible Histories in history class?
I don't know if we have. I mean, I kept expecting us to.
I feel like we did.
But then we didn't.
I mean, maybe not.
I don't think we did. I think we saw some BBC things. But I think we might have watched some Horror Histories in... I want to say year 7.
I forgot to say end of quiz game show art part.
End of quiz segment.
We need a proper sound effect.
For the quiz segment.
Yeah. Maybe we could add that as a portion on our podcast.
Yeah, quiz segment.
Tell us if you like that.
Just on the CBBC website, there are a wide variety of quizzes. I have never heard of that show.
What show?
Superhero.
Never heard of it.
I don't know what that is.
Now, for anyone that's listening, we took She-Ra quizzes mostly because we both watched all of it. Have you watched all of it? I watched all of it.
I have watched all of it multiple times.
I've watched all of it once. We watched it. I watched it all last year. I don't know when you watched it, but we like it.
I also watched it last year.
I don't think anyone watched She-Ra and the Princesses of Power and was like, I don't like that. If you get to the end, you probably like it.
Yeah, I do remember watching the first episode and thinking that it looked a bit childish, but then as it progressed, I was like, oh no, this is amazing.
I mean, that's also with any cartoon.
Yeah, exactly.
Up until, like, pretty recently, I only really liked cartoons. Like, real people, ew, get that out of here.
I mean, I agree. Like, real life sucks sometimes. Animation is amazing.
Right now, I am currently watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine for the fourth time through. Something like that.
Yeah. I am in the middle of watching Arcane. That's an animated show that, like, at no point have I thought this is childish. Like, at points, I have thought, well, this is, like, really quite dark for an animated show. Like, animated shows aren't usually very, like, dark or even very mature, usually. But yeah. Arcane is really, really... It's really, really good. But it's really different as well.
I've never heard of it.
You should.
Alright. What's it on?
Netflix.
Wrote it down, so I might remember it. Now, all throughout childhood, I really only liked cartoons, but that's also just a product of, they weren't... All the live-action shows on Nickelodeon and Disney just have too many laugh tracks. The things aren't funny. Like, I don't need a laugh track to tell me when to laugh.
Yeah, we'll laugh if it's funny.
Maybe that's why I like... Like shows like Brooklyn Nine-Nine and The Office that are like very blunt humor. That they'll like.
Blunt humor is always good.
Yeah, they don't like tell you, like, hey, this is, you should laugh. Like, I think Big Bang Theory does that a lot. Like, a lot of shows like that.
Mm.
Like, a lot of shows from the 2010s have their fair share of laugh tracks, and they aren't funny.
Yeah, like. This person will, like, so let's say someone, like, in a show like that walks in with, like, I don't know, looking ridiculous, and they'll play a laugh track, and it's like,
yeah,
well, now you've made it unfunny.
Yeah.
Like, it could have been a little bit humorous before, but now it's like, nah.
The laugh track ruins the funny, which is almost, like, the opposite, that's the opposite goal.
Yeah, you want to make something, like, you want to make something... funny seem like normal, I guess, and then it's funnier. Yeah.
You want it to be funny because it's funny. You don't want it to be funny because haha.
Yeah. Because haha, there's a laugh track. Laugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do remember I did watch a lot of animated shows. But I do remember I really liked Sam and Cat and like Victorious.
Yeah, I liked Sam and Cat. I also liked iCarly, but they're practically the same show.
I didn't come across brain. iCarly until, like, I had grown out of that kind of stuff.
Oh.
But I think I did watch an episode or two, and I was like, this is just Sam and Cat, but different characters. Except Pretty Sam much. Is also there.
Yeah, because Sam and Cat was a spinoff of iCarly.
Yeah.
It was mixing the iCarly universe and the Victorious universe, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Victorious, yeah.
Yeah.
I watched a lot of Victorious, and... I did quite like it. I thought it was quite good. But yeah, again, a lot of laugh tracks and things.
I'm on the opposite side of the spectrum. I never really watched Victorious, but I watched a lot of iCarly. I watched a lot of Sam and Cat.
And Sam and Cat brought us together. That makes it sound like we met through Sam and Cat. We didn't.
Yeah, we didn't.
But like, it brought the two universes together, I guess, and got people who were interested in Victorious interested in iCarly, and vice versa.
Why do you guys call it telly?
I don't know. We just do.
If anyone says telly, I just think of Teletubbies.
Teletubbies. Oh, I used to watch Teletubbies. I think everyone used to watch Teletubbies. You didn't?
That realization. Oh, I think everyone used to watch Teletubbies.
I
You knew
didn't. It's like, what? Why not?
it? We don't have it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, I think we did. It just wasn't on at a good time.
Teletubbies, like, looking back on it, a lot of it was really, really weird. Like, the sun had a
Oh,
baby
really?
face.
Yeah?
Why?
That's weird. There's a
Yeah, it is a
Teletubby in
bit
my
weird.
house right now.
I
Not
have seen the
the
Teletubby
real
in your
one.
house.
Yuck. My sister owns a Teletubby.
I hope it's not an actual Teletubby.
No, it's
You
a
don't just
small
have a
stuffed
big
Teletubby.
person. I can't remember any, like. It's another show, like. I think the only dialogue it had would be. Wait, no, it did have dialogue and stuff. But none of the
Did it?
Teletubbies ever spoke.
Oh.
I can't remember any of the plot points. I say plot points. There was no plot, but I can't remember any
It's
of the, like. Yeah, it's
Teletubbies.
Teletubbies. Yeah, I can't really remember any, like, clear episode, like, storylines or anything for Teletubbies, because of course I don't. I was, like, 4. But I do
But I've seen
remember.
every single episode and know every single plot of SpongeBob. So, except for like the new episodes.
I feel like, yeah, I feel like SpongeBob has a bit more memorable, like, plots rather than Teletubbies, which is like these like, I don't even know what you would call them. These just there's no other way to describe them other than Teletubbies, just
Yeah.
walking around doing things. All I can remember was like they had screens on their stomachs for some reason.
Oh, the early 2000s. That show would never get written today. Like, that's so, like, bizarre.
Yeah. And then, yeah, there was the son with the face. And then
What
the.
happened to the actor that did the baby face in the Teletubbies' son?
I assume it grew up.
It.
It. We've discussed this. All children are it.
What happened to the sun baby face?
Son
I
baby face.
found it. Okay, fine by me. Sure, take all my information. The sun. If you or your kids ever watch Teletubbies, then you know that every episode started with a shot of sunrise, complete with a giggling baby's face.
Yep.
I'm not reading this whole thing.
Yeah. It also had, like, I do remember hills. They were just, like, weirdly simple green hills.
It was a lady named Jess
Oh.
from Kent.
More a baby named Jess from Kent.
Well, she's public now that she was the baby from Teletubbies.
Oh.
When she was 21 in 2014, she said.
Bobby.
Yeah. Jess Smith, now 21, first revealed her identity back in 2014 when she stunned the world and reminded everyone just how old they were getting.
Oh.
So
Yeah, you're old.
Teletubby baby is now not a baby.
Oh my God, that's how time works.
Yeah.
Something I don't really watch a lot of TV anymore, except for like at meal times where we watch game shows and stuff. But around Christmas especially, always watch TV to just see like what slightly bad Christmas films are on, or Christmas films we've already seen before, like The Snowman and the Snow Dog, every year,
I haven't
without
seen
fail.
those.
You should.
Maybe
They're
I'll watch
like,
them this Christmas.
you
But
should.
4 days? 4 days until Christmas. What? This
Yeah, it's 4 days to
isn't going
Christmas.
up. This isn't going up until the 29th, so
Yeah,
a
so it
week
will
from now, pretty
be.
much.
Christmas will have
But
happened by the time this comes out.
yeah, Christmas will have happened. But how is it Christmas in 4 days?
Time.
Like, what? It was Christmas last week.
What?
Yeah, feels like it. Not literally, but
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I remember Christmas like it was like last week.
Oh, yeah. I feel like Christmas kind of crept up on me, because it's like, in the calendar, it's like, oh yeah, it's like the 15th. It's quite a while until Christmas. And then suddenly, it's the 21st, and it's 4 days till Christmas. What's happening?
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Yeah, time does that. But yeah, Christmas television is always very repetitive, so we always know, like, what's on, because, you know, we know what we like. Yeah. But it's always really nice to just have on in the background.
I mean, no one's angry at Christmas movies, I don't think.
You can't be angry at a Christmas movie. There will always be new Christmas movies, but they all have the same plot of, like, this divorced parent, and then some glorious man or woman comes along and makes the kids and the adult really happy, then has to go away, but then, a Christmas miracle, they get to come back and stay.
Yeah.
And that's, there you go.
The only, like, new Christmas movie I can think of is The Christmas Chronicles, because I remember when those were coming out on Nick. I was in America, so this probably would be like 5 years ago. But I'm pretty sure they're not just on Nick.
So what were those about then? Because I haven't heard of those.
I'm pretty sure they're on Netflix. I'm looking right now. Yeah, they are. And they're just like, I forget what they're about. I think it's like kids finding Santa, pretty much.
That sounds like a fun plot.
Yeah. Oh, Arcane's the League of Legends show.
Yeah, it is, yeah. But
you could have just said the League of Legends show.
Well, I didn't know that that's what you knew it as.
I've only seen the adverts.
I remember I saw an advert for it. I saw an advert for it on Twitch. And I was like, huh, that looks good. Maybe I'll watch it. And
yeah, I saw it on Twitch. Know.
Yeah. Twitch, good place to advertise it.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it makes sense because League of Legends is pretty popular on Twitch, so it makes sense to be like, this is a show about the game you probably know about.
But it's, I feel like it's a show that you can enjoy without knowing anything about the game. Like, I know nothing about League of Legends, and you can I still enjoy Arcane.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sneeze. No, I'm not, never mind, continue.
No, sad.
It is sad. Something also, like, coming back to Christmas TV, we always used to do puzzles every year around Christmas, because my mom likes puzzles. Obviously, we didn't do it this year because we have a puppy. That would be chaos. It's hard enough with the cats. But yeah, and what we'd usually do is we'd do a puzzle together, and we'd have, like, the Christmas music on, or the Christmas music channels on, just in the background. And obviously, they would play the same Christmas songs on loop. Yeah. So you'd hear, like, Mariah Carey, and then you'd hear Mariah Carey again, like, 20 minutes later, if that. But it was still, like, it's still fun, obviously.
I mean, nobody hates Mariah Carey.
Exactly.
And if you do, leave our podcast right now. And then I'll be looking at the statistics, and, like, I'll be like, view retention at 58 minutes. Zero.
Yeah, because we
everyone dropped out.
Find out that no one likes
So Mariah hi, Carey. If you're still here.
Hello, if you like Mariah Carey, you are good people.
You're the cool people.
Was there anything else you want to go over about TV?
Don't think so. I think we've exhausted television.
Yeah.
So, if you made it this far, you can find us on almost any social media.
And almost any podcasting platform.
Except for Google Podcasts, who wants us dead.
I thought we were on Google Podcasts. Did they kick you out?
Nope, they just don't like our podcast. So you cannot find us on Google Podcasts, but you can find us everywhere else. You can go to our link tree, linktr.ee/random_word_podcast. And you can find all our socials there. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
YouTube.
YouTube, we have full closed captions if you need them, that are checked through so they are correct.
Yeah.
You can find us on Instagram, Tumblr, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube. We post there occasionally. And we'll see you there.
Yeah, and you can ask us questions through Anchor and Tumblr Asks, is it?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
And you can tell us what you thought of the podcast on there.
Let us know
well.
If you liked the quiz segment, and we can do that again sometime, maybe, if you like it.
I think that's about it.
Yep. See you next episode. Or on
See
the socials.
You in 2 weeks. So 2 weeks. When
two
will
weeks.
The next episode be? See you on... I'm going to have to get my planner out, because can't... Apple calendar does not go that far.
That's rude.
Oh, this is the last podcast before your birthday.
Oh, it is. So I will
Happy
be
birthday.
I will be older next time.
Yeah,
Thank
next
you.
Podcast you'll be a year older, obviously.
Yeah,
that's
how
works.
Age works. Yeah, so it'll be in January then.
Yeah, our next podcast will be on the 12th of January, so you can find us then. But until then, bye bye.
Bye bye.